It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, September 25th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Bureau of Land Management's White River Field Office finished conducting a wild horse gather recently. The agency rounded up 167 wild horses from a herd that they deemed unsustainable. Chris Joyner with the BLM says that a roundup is preferred to starvation or disease.
Nature has shown us time and time again that if we don't limit numbers on wildlife species, that there'll be some type of natural occurrence that will come along and limit it for us. It's not a responsible management technique, and it's not the way we're going to manage the only wildlife species that we manage as an agency.
Unfortunately, two horses died in the gather.
We had one large stallion that fell over in a horse trailer and stepped on by another horse and broke his neck, and another horse that somehow broke his leg in the process of catching the horse. Anytime you're dealing with wild animals, there is an inherent risk, and we did lose two animals.
The BLM was sued beforehand by wild horse advocates in an attempt to block the gather. Similar actions stopped a gather in 2012, but this year the herd control proceeded as planned. Montrose County has decided not to appeal the decision in a discrimination lawsuit. Former Internal Services Director Stephanie Barnett sued the county after she was fired shortly after disclosing that she was pregnant. The Daily Press reports that the county declined to appeal the over $700,000 ruling, but still insists there was no discrimination. Earlier this week, the state Supreme Court ruled that the reduced funding Colorado schools have been receiving is constitutional. KVNF's Jake Ryan looked into the local impact.
Back when the Great Recession was hitting these state budgets hard, the legislature took a close look at the mandates for school funding and found some wiggle room. Schools began receiving less money every year per student. Steve Scheel is the superintendent for the Montrose Olathe School District. He's been tracking what they've lost every year.
2010-11, we were just slightly over $4 million. Then in 2011-12, we had almost $6 million. And in 2012-13, I think that was the year we had our highest number of almost $7 million in that one year.
The grand total now is around $30 million for that district alone. That means some tough decisions.
What we've done is our very best to make up that deficit. We've looked at employee benefits over the years and changed those. We've also eliminated some positions, and mostly we've done our very best not to rehire positions when they retire or that the person moves on. So we consolidate positions. And there has probably been a little bit of increase in class sizes. And but at the same time, we've done our very best to keep as many programs in place as possible.
The court's decision that this reduced rate is okay means that the school district may never see that $30 million. Scheel says that moving forward, they just have to deal with it.
My perspective is, it is what it is. The money's not there. That's your budget. And you have to make it work.
The legislature is not obligated to pay the money back, but some legislators are pushing to reimburse the schools a little at a time. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Mountain Harvest Festival in Paonia is celebrating its 15th anniversary. It began yesterday and runs through Sunday. Festival organizers say about 150 volunteers are helping to make this year's event possible. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Sarah Bishop, the president of the festival's board of directors.
What's the purpose of the Mountain Harvest Festival?
The primary purpose of the Mountain Harvest Festival is to celebrate ourselves and show off to all of our visitors what a wonderful place we live in and all of the wonderful talent, the wonderful food, the wonderful wine that we boast about in our valley.
What's new this year at the festival?
On Friday, the final Friday art walk will be from noon until 4, followed by a bike parade to the park. On Saturday, in the afternoon, we will have an event called a cow pie bingo. If you have never participated in such an event, come find out what it's all about and laugh your head off. On Sunday, to close out this fabulous festival, will be an event called Disco Soup. It will be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a dinner, and it uses local food in a most amazing way.
These are all new activities. What are some of the staples from previous festivals that you're bringing back?
On Friday, the chili cook-off, the pie contest, music on the stage. All of this starts at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, followed by what we call the pub crawl, which is really just music in a very intimate setting. On Saturday, we are featuring the beloved Grape Stomp, and of course, the Saturday night concerts in four venues on Grand Avenue. On Sunday, we have the Sunday brunch at the Teen Center starting at 9, and the farmers market in the park all afternoon, followed by music from the park stage to mellow you out for the rest of the fall.
That was Sarah Bishop, the president of the Mountain Harvest Festival Board, speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. Voters will decide this November whether Colorado can keep an estimated $60 million in tax money it has already collected from legalized marijuana sales. As Benta Berkland reports, Governor John Hickenlooper helped kick off the ballot campaign on Monday.
Taxing recreational marijuana was a key part of the campaign to legalize the drug. And when voters approved Amendment 64, they also agreed to a 15% excise tax that will be passed at a later date. It did pass, but because of what the governor calls a constitutional glitch, voters must reaffirm again that the state can keep the tax money to help regulate the drug.
Making sure that kids don't get access to marijuana, making sure that we can keep our highways safe, that people aren't getting high and driving.
The first $40 million in marijuana taxes is slated to go to school construction. So far, Proposition BB does not have an opposition campaign. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.